Hello, this is Ruth.
Hi, Ruth. It's Kevin.
Hi.
Okay, so let's see here. When I open that email and I click on the link, it's working fine for me. It opens right up. So I just want to make sure. So when you open up the email that I sent you at about, let's see, it would have been about 3:55 your time.
I got this one at 4:57.
Oh, you're 3 hours ahead of me. Okay. So when you open that.
When I click on the link, when I open it, or when I click on the link.
Yeah.
It says, copy, select, open, copy, hyperlink. And when I select any of those, it doesn't matter what, then nothing else happens.
Weird. Okay. Is there any way to use anybody else's computer then? To see if maybe it's the computer. The computer might have some, what they call firewalls or safety protection from viruses that might not be letting you open it.
I don't know. It's odd. I've never had trouble opening anything before.
Okay.
I even changed the resolution. My computer is only a year old.
Right. That's the only thing that I can think would be maybe try another computer or maybe restart your computer. Sometimes that
I did that.
Will help.
I did all that. Yep.
You did. Okay. Is there anybody else in the office that I can maybe email this to and see if they can open it?
Yeah, I think she's gone. Let's see what she's got here. That would be WinnieThePooh@fuse.net.
Let me see here. Forwarded. I've got that one too. Let's try. Maybe just sending it to a new email will help. Let's see.
I mean, do you have to do it this way?
Unfortunately.
We didn't do this before.
I know. Let me forward. I'm going to forward this email to your other email address, and then I'm going to get off the phone with you, and I'm going to call. You know, I kind of mentioned that to them yesterday. I said, this is just kind of a headache. Can Ruth just maybe print out month-to-date bank statements? Because that's kind of what this is about. It's just kind of their system of checks and balances.
That you already have all that.
Well, we have June, but they typically want to have up until, like, the day that it's funding. And the reason being is, there's a lot of people out there that are getting very, very creative. Obviously not you, but they don't make up rules individually. Everybody has to kind of go by the same structure. There's a lot of people that have figured out how to go and get multiple loans at the same time. And the only way you can really catch them is by looking at their checking account statement to see if they have payments coming out. So if they were to say, take a loan last week, we wouldn't see it anywhere because we don't put this on your personal credit as far as debt. But if we got your bank statement today and we would see, like, in the last few days that payments were coming out, then we would know that the company had taken out multiple accounts and or multiple loans and possibly more than what we were, comfortable lending. And that's why they went and got a second one. So that's why they do it. This is supposed to be a lot simpler than you having to download your bank statements. But for whatever reason, it's just not opening. So it's not becoming easier, obviously.
It's not a lot simpler for me.
I know. Let me see here. I'm going to forward it to the Winnie. Let's see where I had it.
While you're doing that, what is this website going to ask me to do?
You just put in your account number. And I think that's it. I think she's put in basically your banking information. And that's it. And it's just kind of a step-by-step, and it only should take about 3 minutes.
You already have my banking information for the one bank because that's where you deposited the money. You have a canceled check and everything. So I don't know why that wouldn't work for that.
No, I agree with you, and I've brought up all of those points to them, and you know, the main one just being that, you know, you didn't have to do this the first time. This is a renewal or refinance. It isn't like it's a, you know, brand new loan. So I'm going to, as soon as I can get this over, let me see here. Let's see, what was that other one? It was Winnie.
Winnie the Pooh at Fuse.net.
At Fuse.net, okay. Let's see. Net. Okay.
Because once that comes through on this other computer, I don't want that to stay on here.
You mean the email itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just delete it.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean I'd have to do.
And it's Hughes.net, H-U-G-H-E-S.net.
What now?
The Hughes.net, it's H-U-G-H.
No, it's Hughes, F-U-S-E.
Oh.
Frank, Hughes.net.
.net, okay. Sorry about that. We have Hughes.net with an H out here.
Oh, no. Since you already have the information on that Chase, am I just giving you the Spring Valley information?
No, it would be the Chase account. But like I said, what this system does is it allows them to see, you know, a current bank information as opposed to, I think May was the most recent we have on file here. Because when we started this, you know, we were in the middle of June. So we didn't even have June yet.
Well,
now we're in July.
In the middle of July.
Right. So what this would allow them to do is instead of having to have you send in June, what?
So actually what you're asking me to do is give you access to my account.
It doesn't give access to the account. It lets them view it. But it doesn't allow them to do anything else. It's basically a screenshot.
But I still have to give them my information on how to get into my account.
I don't know if you have to give them information as to how to get into the account. I think it's just the account information itself. And then it links up, while you're on the computer, it links up to your account. And then that's it. They don't actually have access to your account.
So you're saying they're going to be linking up while I'm on there?
Well, the computer does it for them, and then it essentially just saves the information like a screenshot, almost like a photo. And then when you log out, that's it. They don't actually have the ability to go in and look into your account on their own. Okay, you should have that on the Winnie the Pooh email now.
It's the same one I'm trying to open on this one.
Right.
All right, here it came up.
Okay,
enter
good.
Your information and click next. So they want me to put my user ID and my password, right?
Yes.
All right, can you hold on a second while I do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I type that in, and then I have to click I agree to the service and conditions or whatever you're saying.
Okay.
I have to click that on. It's not letting me click it on. There, and then I go to next. Is this coming to you?
No, it'll go to our funding department, but I believe once you get to the end, it'll tell you that it's completed, and then I can call them and tell them to go ahead and wrap this up.
Okay, it says it's retrieving information. Tell them this is much too complicated.
I know. I don't understand why they continue.
People like me, anyway.
Well, you know, it seems like they keep trying to automate it to make it easier on us, but they should be making it easier on you.
That's right. It says success. You verified your banking information. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. All right, I will give them a call right now and let them know, and then I will give you a call back. Am I calling you? Is this your office or your cell phone?
This is my cell.
Okay. We should be good to go, so I'm definitely confident in telling you that you don't need to sit around the computer anymore.
All right.
Then I'll call you once I have – I'm going to be here for a few more hours, so I'll call you as soon as I have confirmation that the wire is going out.
Okay. All right.
They may still call you for the permission to release the funds. I didn't see that on the checklist, but just to give you a heads up that they may be doing that, but I'll let you know on that as well.
Okay, but I don't need the computer for that, right?
No.
Okay, because I won't have the computer.
Okay, no, you shouldn't need the computer.
I will log out of her computer.
Okay.
And then, so I should be good to go ahead and do that, right?
Correct,
and
yes.
And delete this. Oh, and also, there was something, when I got something from you, it was copied to the other office here, and I just wanted to make sure that you look at your copies and don't send any copies to any of these other emails, because
okay.
I have my own personal one where I take care of all the business. It doesn't go through the school's computer.
Okay, which one would you like us to
RuthW@zoomtown.com.
Okay, I'll make sure all the rest of them are removed.
Yeah, there was one I think you hit on there. There was a Winnie the Pooh one, so you shouldn't use that either. Or
okay.
Winnie the Pooh. There's more than one, but they all go to the other offices here.
Okay.
And they don't need that information.
I understand.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much, and let me hear back from you.
You'll hear back from me probably within the hour, but definitely today.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
You got it. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.